Well, we just, we weren't, well, poor little Kathy got no mother, she died.
Mm-hmm. Is he an orphan or a doe?
Well, like calves, we just, we weren't that, well, we'll have to feed that little calf, ain't got no mother. See, we just don't give him any name that way. We just say calf, lost his mother, and we'll have to feed it and raise it.
Mm-hmm. What animals would you need if you were going to raise horses?
Well, you know, some good mares and a good stallion.
Mm-hmm. If you want to find out about how somebody rode a horse, well, let's say you wanted to know if he'd done it before, he'd say,
have you ever ridden a horse before?
Well, I'm pretty poor myself.
Yeah. Oh, I tell you, folks, get off these horses if he ain't good. You can get on some outlaw horses and don't know it, and they'll just break you in two.
Yeah.
I wouldn't get on one for $100 a game. I've been hurt a lot with horses.
Oh, breaking them?
Or? Yeah, and some of them, I tell you, I'm letting them horse days over. Don't never let your kids on it. You know, they'll tell that pony's tame and he'll run off with them.
Yeah.
I even get on Jack about that.
What animals would you need if you were going to raise sheep?
Well, you'll need some good ewes and a buck.
Uh-huh. And you'd raise these sheep for what?
Well, you raise them for wool and to sell or else for breeding purposes. Whatever you want, had good ones, maybe you'd keep the little lambs, you know, and the females and keep them and raise sheep with them when they go to.
Uh-huh.
Either way you want to do it, you know.
What animals would you need if you're going to raise pigs?
Well, you want some good sows and a good male hog.
Uh-huh. And what's a barrel?
A barrel?
A barrel. Barrel hog?
A barrel. Well, you know, we can't treat the pigs when they get about so big, you know, mm-hmm. or something bigger than a time, maybe in 2 or 3 months old, okay. Well, that's one man catch it, he grows up, you know, he's a barrel.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he's a barrel.
And a gilt is a female.
Yeah, she's never been bred. She's just a gilt.
Uh-huh.
And then once she gets big enough, we breed her. Then we call her a bred gilt.
Uh-huh.
And then when she has pigs, she's a sow.
Uh-huh. Now, when you castrate a male hog, can you eat what you cut off? Is that edible?
Oh, nuts, you mean?
Uh-huh.
Oh, a lot of people that have Mountain Orchard roast, they call them. You hear about Mountain Orchard roast, ain't
uh-huh.
you? Well, that's what that is.
Oh.
Yeah, but you want the young ones, them old ones, they're too strong.
Uh-huh.
You just want them young ones, 3 or 4 months old. Maybe they catch you 25, 30, and on board they really have Mountain Orchard to roast that night.
They do this for calves, too?
Oh, yeah, you have to. See, you can't hardly sell them. If you didn't catch rate you on the farm, Robert, and you didn't catch rate your calves and your pigs, oh, they don't.